The three teenage girls who traveled from London to Turkey to join militants from the group known as the Islamic State are now believed to be in Syria despite international efforts to stop them. So how do they do it? The BBC's Selin Giret reports from Gaziantep on the Turkish-Syria border.
The streets of Gaziantep are quiet, but for the last days, there has been a lot of activity. Plainclothes police were looking for three young British girls. Not only here, in the other Turkish cities bordering Syria as well. But that search is now over. UK police announced it has reason to believe Shamima Begum, Khadija Sultana and Amira Abase have crossed into Syria.
But how? We spoke to a smuggler who says he knows the men who got the girls across the border.
I've never met them. The ISIS members smuggled them into Syria, so I showed him the picture of the girls on my phone, and he told me 4 or 5 days ago they entered Syria and joined ISIS. 75% of the border is controlled by ISIS, and the Turks are scared of ISIS. The whole route is under ISIS control. The car has delivered them to the border fence. They jumped from the car and crossed into Syria. The ISIS men received them on the other side.
Turkey says it's taken necessary measures to stop the flow of foreign fighters or would-be jihadi brides into Syria. Officials say over 7,000 people suspected of intending to join militant ranks have been banned from entering Turkey, and over 1,200 have already been deported. Some of these people are held in a detention center in Gaziantep for up to 180 days.
I came to this university to meet with a Syrian student. There are many students coming across the border to study in Turkey. And it's not only students who find here appealing. In fact, in Gaziantep, the number of Syrian refugees is now over 220,000. Some of these were previously attracted by the prospect of joining militant groups. 23-year-old Assad is one of them.
So I'm thinking about to go to Al-Nusra to fight with my friend.
Now or you were thinking?
No, before. Because my friend, Bashar al-Assad, soldier, kill him.
Your friend got killed by Bashar al-Assad soldiers?
Yes.
So you wanted revenge?
Yes, of course. But my family said don't go to jihad because it's only the Islamic people fight with each other and they don't do anything. They only destroyed all our country.
Thousands of people, though, do not agree with that. The appeal of IS and other militant organizations in Syria still attracts people in Muslim communities. I met Omar, not his real name, in a hotel room on the fringes of Gaziantep. He's a security advisor working on the border.
The countries of the foreign fighters, they have to start in this to control the airports, the borders, everything. After that, Turkey is coming in the stage 2. And it's very hard to control a big border between Syria and Turkey.